From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The autumn weather has been buffeting the trees and cooling the air during the days, with a smidgen of rain making its way inland to water the lawn. As this month ends and we move closer to the winter weather patterns, thoughts of nights enjoying the propagation are gathering strength as the Cycle 25 sunspots head towards the zenith. The reports of contacts keep coming, notwithstanding the strange solar flare occurrence that we have been experiencing. The glory days of the valves warming the shack seem to be upon us, and that smell that wafts around the operator from warm electronics is like the memory of aged wine or mature cheese, something that is enjoyed and revisited with expectation when it is next available. It is a fact that we experience wonderful recall of past events, which can be triggered by smell. Perhaps that is why we see many posts from clubs which relate to the food that is served up and the appreciation which is given to the chef. And so it is not an insignificant fact that groups that enjoy food together, whether the humble sausage sizzle, the smoking hot barbecue, or catered meals at an event, have a history of good relationships amongst the members. The old stories of having families who all sit around the meal table really does seem to validate the feeling of shared eating, cements the sense of belonging. When you think of the organisations that include a meal as part of their meetings, you tend to find they are less inclined to extended disagreements, and they also seem to cohere and support each other. What I'm suggesting is that, in the light of research and experience, there is probably a way of keeping clubs running better when they do plan for regular meals as a normal activity. I see that some clubs have a group of members who eat out at regular venues, and they manage to get a lot done within their clubs. Is it the socialising, is it the shared meal, or something else that gets these clubs doing things? Coming up on the calendar are contests and activities like camps and Jota Jotai, and they give further opportunities for this simple and necessary action to happen. Rather than have people grab a pie or buy a couple of sandwiches, perhaps it can be organised around a table of food with the opportunity for talking as well as eating. What we need to see is more people feeling relaxed, comfortable and at ease within our clubs, and the experience of amateur radio. Tucking into a good regular nosh-up might be just the remedy that your club is looking for. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.